So then, here's the thing. What do you use the internet for? You might, I don't know, check on the weather, bit of news. Of course, there's BBC Radio Nottingham's Facebook page. I'm sure that's top of your list. But did you know you can now receive counselling through a video link online? A growing number of counsellors are using webcams to conduct their therapy, which means that you can have therapy without even leaving your house. I'll tell you how this works. Stephanie Jeans, firstly, she's a counsellor from Wilford and offers online counselling. Welcome.
Thank you.
How does this work then?
Well, you get many people who are unable to access face-to-face therapy. Either they are disabled, for instance, or they have social issues which prevent them going outside, or people in other countries who, for instance, want to access clinical supervision when they're counsellors. So geography and an ability to go out needn't limit your access to therapy. So online therapy can take the form of Skype therapy, it can be email, it can be instant messaging. So any forum, any sort of that technology supplies, or even telephone counselling, is all possible.
So how would the therapy actually differ from when you see someone face to face physically to how you see them on the screen?
Yeah, there's certain disadvantages because, of course, you're losing, I would say, approximately 10 to 20% of what you would gain with body language and reading people. But, for instance, with Skype, you can see their facial expressions and you just read that as much as you would face-to-face.
What kind of people are you seeing? What kind of therapy are we actually talking about here?
So whatever people would access if they come and see you in person. So anything ranging from depression, relationship issues, stress and anxiety, bereavement, you name it, that can all be dealt with online.
Okay. Would you say in some ways it can be more effective? We talked about some of the drawbacks there, but there's got to be an upside to this as well.
Well, the upside is some people are ashamed. Unfortunately, there's still such a stigma with mental health, and some people might be anxious about accessing therapy, so they can do it from the privacy of their own home, and in that way it helps. I have clients who go away on business trips, or they go away on holiday, but they don't want to break in their therapy, and so they can Skype me and do that online. So in all sorts of variety of ways, it provides anonymity, can't even say that right, and it allows people who maybe have been marginalised before are still able to gain that help, which is out there if they just seek it.
Okay. Is it the same price?
Yes, it is the same price. So a therapist would charge according to the time that they're spending, and yes, it would be the same.
Okay. Let me bring in Andrew now. He's a counsellor from Nottingham who's about to make the leap into this world of online counselling. Welcome to you as well.
Morning, Mark.
Why have you decided to go down this particular route?
To echo much of what Stephanie said, really, it from a business perspective, it opens up a whole client base. And it just opens up more people can access therapy. One of the things that Stephanie said, there is still people who find it difficult to walk through a room of a counselling building, if you like. Sometimes I think it provides a space between you and them. You're not going to run into your counsellor in the local post office if you're accessing myself or Stephanie and you live in Norfolk or Cambridgeshire.
Yeah.
So there is that too.
Yeah.
Overhead-wise, it reduces my overhead, so I can see more clients. And I think in the voluntary sector, there's a move perhaps towards it because they can see clients more cheaply. You can see people more frequently as well if need be.
Mm. Can I ask you why you would need to actually see someone as opposed, because you could just talk to them on the phone, couldn't you?
That's very interesting, and there is telephone counselling. I worked as a Samaritan as a volunteer for many years, and I think there is a certain intimacy that occurs on the telephone that can be very therapeutic. And as Stephanie says, it's one removed. You are one removed. You're not actually, and I think that gives, I think people, I think the level of connection can happen faster actually on Skype and on the telephone sometimes than face to face because people are less inhibited. I know when I worked on the phone with the Samaritans for many years, there was people were pretty quick to get to where they wanted to get. Yeah, and I think sometimes face-to-face, there's all the nerves and, you know, there's all that kind of stuff going on as well.
Is there a bit of flexibility in this, in that could someone maybe start by talking to you on the phone and then move up to, I say move up, but progress, if you like, onto using Skype, and then maybe come see you? Is there some flexibility in the system where you can use a bit of each?
I think so. In fact, that interestingly enough, I think it was mentioned by Stephanie that people who are having difficulty leaving their home, sometimes that can be part of depression, part of anxiety. One of the goals of Skype therapy might be to facilitate a face-to-face meeting at some point.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What Skype therapy mustn't do, I think, is perhaps collude with someone in not getting out. And so that could be part of the work is, you know, we could work towards maybe you and I, or maybe you might be able to access face-to-face therapy at a later date. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm. We'll come back and talk some more in just a few moments' time. This is something that appeals to you, or by contrast, maybe you're thinking, no, I couldn't do that for whatever reason. Let me know, 9343434. I haven't got a Skype, sorry. You can text, not any message, 81333. We'll talk some more about this Skype therapy after Billy Joel. BBC Radio Nottingham, here with Stephanie and Andrew. We're talking about so-called Skype therapy, where, well, it's already happening, actually, but I guess more and more in the future. Rather than going to see someone face to face, you will have the added option, should you so wish, of Skyping your therapist, so you could have various types of therapy online, if you like. And Fiona has been in touch saying this is a great idea. No stress involved in actually getting to the therapist as well. And that's something you hinted at, Andrew, but I think what Fiona's talking about there, as well as the actual going into a building, which some people might find stressful, and that whole experience, the actual travelling and parking and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an hour of your day, isn't it? You log on, you do your therapy, and then you get on with your day.
Yeah.
Rather than driving into Nottingham or wherever it is, parking up, going in, seeing your therapist, you may be looking 2 hours of your day. And you know, busy lives, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. It's probably worth touching on the privacy angle with this, isn't it? Because if you're dealing with someone via Skype or whatever method, they will presumably need to be somewhere quiet and somewhere private.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definite risks involved, and you can't avoid that. When you're contracting with a client, you would go through all of that with them. So there are always risks of interception with email, or you can be overheard on Skype. Mm. So the therapist must have, for instance, their firewall on and, you know, all their virus protection up to date. But I think with anything, there are risks, and I think the risks are outweighed by the very positive aspect of someone actually being able to gain access to therapy. So there are a lot of therapists who are very anti doing online work because of all these reasons, and quite understandable. But you've got a whole load of, well, children. Look at them, 2 years old, on an iPad. That is their world. It's technology. So those are our clients of tomorrow. So there's no ways as a therapy you can't be prepared to work out this technology. And of course, it's a bit daunting when it's you're not used to this sort of medium of work. But once you master it...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'd agree with that, Andrew.
Yeah, I think counselling and therapies may be catching up. You've been carrying an item on the news about the local doctor who's doing the consultations via video link.
That's right.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, that's it's we're catching up.
Yeah, but I guess with what you're doing, some people might have more misgivings in a way about the sort of physical illness side of things, more medical matters, if you like, whereby if you're having to describe symptoms rather than a doctor or a surgeon actually examining you, that is a different realm in a way. I can see how this, what you're doing, lends itself to someone being on a screen and it's talking, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
I think people are so... they will go to a doctor with a physical ailment, but they are reluctant to go to somebody with an emotional issue.
Yeah.
But it's just as important, because your emotional side is very much connected with what goes on in your body.
Absolutely.
So yes, it feels sometimes a bit safer then to do it from a distance. I still at the same time though would not undervalue meeting face to face. I would still say that's my preferred mode of therapy, because you can read a lot more body language. You can help with that therapeutic space that you have around for them to feel comfortable and to connect. So I wouldn't dismiss that, but obviously we're talking about the relevance of being able to do online stuff as well, I would say, in addition, for me personally as a therapist.
Sure. And what do your clients tell you? What kind of feedback have you had?
It works fantastically well. So, for example, especially I'm a clinical supervisor as well, so any ethical counselor would be going to supervision once a month. So, for instance, I work with a lot of counselors who are in other countries in the world where counseling is not so formalized and they don't have access to supervision. So Skyping is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm supervised via Skype. I've moved from Norfolk about a year ago. My supervisor's in Norfolk and we Skype. We use it for supervision, clinical
supervision. So it's just part of your day-to-day work here on lots of different levels now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I was driving to Norfolk and back for supervision.
Oh, my goodness.
And that gets expensive, and as much as I enjoy the A1 and the potholes, by the way, I'll add that to your earlier discussion.
Yeah, well,
if
that's,
I may.
That's a whole different counselling session, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, if anyone needs therapy because they're traumatised by the cars being damaged, come to see me.
There's something also, I think, about working and finding out if a therapist's right for you. And that's a lot easier trying two or three therapists with Skype.
If
you really are, you know, it gives you the opportunity to maybe do a brief consultation with them and just check that's the right person for you. I think that can work.
I think that's vital, isn't it? Because unfortunately our profession is not as regulated as it needs to be. So you need to be sure that whoever you are working with is effectively qualified, is working to an ethical framework, and is going for regular supervision. So in that instance, I would recommend going to the British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy. They've got a link, it's Good to Talk, and on there you can find therapists. And you know they all ascribe to a very rigorous ethical framework. They've gone through some accreditation process or done a proficiency test. You know they are continuing their professional development, accessing supervision. So I would recommend finding somebody on a site like that. It's Good to Talk.
Okay. Yeah, excellent. Good advice. Good to see the pair of you. Stephanie, thank you very much indeed. And Andrew as well. And good luck with your dipping your toe into this sort of new water.
It's
quite exciting for you.
Yeah, it is. It's great. The more we can offer what we do, the better.
Yeah, you know, different
and
ways.
Some of the most disadvantaged people can now access it. And that's got to be at the heart of counselling, I think.
Sure.